Yeah, it's Friday. Welcome, everybody. The John DeBella Show Daily Podcast is here. If you're a mom, start your pre-gaming. It's your weekend. Happy Mother's Day to all you digital savvy moms out there listening to the podcast. It is May 10th. Dave here with today's highlight reel, and we started out by saluting the Sixers on their Game 7 forcing performance last night. Very exciting stuff for Sunday night. You Game of Thrones fans out there have a predicament, but that's okay. It's a wonderful problem to have. We prepped for Mother's Day today, found out what Kim Jong-un wants from America, and it has very little to do with serious diplomacy. We shared some mom stats today, gave you a shot at Mother's Day brunch at Harvest, and a bunch of gift cards with movie mamas, but we had some issues with the bit. You will find out in the wonderful disaster that was movie mamas. And speaking of disasters, Joe Matarise, everybody's favorite medicated comic, he stopped by the studio. We had a fun time with him, and it all sounded like this. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
It's Mother's Day weekend.
Sure.
Right? And the Sixers won last night.
Heck yeah.
They are still in it. They are still in it. Tomorrow at
Sunday.
Sunday at 7 o'clock.
I've got a real problem, guys.
Yeah, you have a dilemma.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Once again, I will remind you, the outcome is the same whether you watch or not.
No. It's Game 7.
Yeah, huh?
And also the penultimate episode of the Game of Thrones series. Not even season.
Right.
And all the big crap happens during the penultimate episode of this show.
All right, you're positive of that? Because they've lied to us before.
They've been lying all season.
If you
all right.
go
Be
back, I don't understand why people are so whiny about this. Mm-hmm. If you go back and look at all the seasons, so much stuff happens in episode 8, 9.
It's somewhat of a spoiler, but I think the whole idea of Grey Worm becoming king is just ridiculous.
Of course it is.
So nerdy.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
How are you guys with Mother's Day? Did you get that done yet?
Not yet. Well, actually, Dave and I were talking about it yesterday. We're looking at crafts for the kids to do.
Uh-huh. We have a battle plan. Uh-huh. A craft battle plan.
Okay, all right. So obviously you both need to go out and buy macaroni.
Yeah, if anybody...
sparkles. Construction paper,
yeah.
Anybody at Michael's is open up, we're coming.
Yeah, exactly. AC more prepare.
Well, you would think after weeks of telling people about Pro Flowers, I would have already taken care of all
one
of them.
Would
no,
think.
Not a thing. Yeah. Not a damn really? Thing. I'm going to be Mr. Last Minute this year. Right.
So you're not going to a
but
movie
But I'll still
after
be
the show.
Ahead of my son.
Well, right? Yeah, that's right.
That's a given.
By like 3 years.
Right. Speaking of which, coming up at 7:40 this morning, we're going to do this thing we call Movie Mamas. We're going to play you a clip from a famous mom in a movie. And each time you give us a correct answer, you'll get a $25 Harvest gift card. And you could stop at any time and take your gift card, or you could risk it and, you know, try to win more. But of course, if you get something wrong, you're going to lose everything.
Ooh.
All right. All right. So if you get 4 questions in a row correct, you get $100 in Harvest gift cards and brunch for 4 for Mother's Day at Harvest Radnor.
All right.
So that is coming up. That is coming up at 7:40 this morning.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Play that funky music, white boy.
102.9.
What do you want, man? You tripping.
MGK.
So the tariff deal went down with the United States and China, right? And we now have found out why the talks fell apart between Kim Jong-un. I realize he's not China.
Right.
But between Kim Jong-un and President Trump, right? The denuclearization talks.
Sure.
Right.
One of the things he was asking for was he wanted famous basketball stars.
Dude, they're
was
obsessed.
On his list.
They are obsessed with the NBA over there.
I know that, but he wanted beyond Dennis Rodman. He wanted players. He wanted players in exchange for denuclearization.
Well, listen, you got a Hall of Famer best friend in Dennis Rodman.
Right. I mean, you're going to want more.
Take it and be happy.
Exactly.
Yeah. But you know, just the idea. Can you imagine going up to Kevin Durant? Look, we really love what you've done, but you need to go to North Korea. I'm sorry.
So he wants to, I guess, the U.S. to send them so they can have a basketball league?
There's no great explanation to this.
Oh, he wants them to stay?
Or just a visit?
We'll send an envoy for a week.
Right.
We're going to need them back, though. The finals are coming.
Basically, according to ABC News, he demanded that the United States send, and I'm quoting, famous basketball players to North Korea as a condition of normalizing our relations between the two countries.
We'll set up a game of horse, but, you know.
Yeah, that's about
it. We're going to need a flight on the weekend to have him back. Sorry.
You have to spell horse in Korean.
Sure. Will he not accept Furk and Korkmaz from the Sixers bench?
That's a great idea.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Silent Green is people!
You damn dirty ape!
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Silent Green.
MGK.
With Mother's Day on the mind, there is some, you know, without fail, Mother's Day will come along and someone will send out a whole bunch of facts about what moms do or whatever's going on in, you know, around any holiday. Moms spend 3 hours and 58 minutes a week watching kids' sports, which adds up to about 8 full days a year. All right? They take 3 days off per year to look after 6 kids, spend 4 hours and 55 minutes at school plays and assemblies per year. Oh, God, that there's a reason to go to heaven. Hang 5 drawings on the fridge every year, right? Unless, you know, your son's Picasso. All right? Buy 38 presents per kid per year between birthdays, Christmas, and other occasions.
Oh, wow, 38.
Right? Yeah. Here's the one that you two are just going to love, right? Get woken up 16 times a year for bad dreams.
Oh, jeez.
Are you prepared?
I'm kind of anticipating that. It's going to be very cute for the first week.
Well, the best thing I saw with kids, you know, because Casey never had the there's a monster in my room, leave a light on. None of that stuff ever really bothered him. But I saw a story recently about a dad. I'm not sure if it was a dad or a mom. Okay, in this case, because it's Mother's Day, we'll make it a mom.
Sure.
All right, who showed up, and the kid was convinced, you know, there's a monster living in a closet, a monster under the bed, and came in with a can of, like Lysol, right, but put a new label around it and just said monster spray.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Nice.
So, you know, and we'd spray it under the bed and spread it in the closet. All right, you're safe for tonight. Don't worry about it. Awesome. All right, the folks at Lysol like that idea a lot. You know, because basically, you know, the woman was spraying the house each and every night. Mom, get the lights on.
John DeBella.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine.
102.9 MGK.
Of course, this weekend is our Mother of All Requests weekend. You still got time to get them into us. You can go to WMGK.com right now and dedicate a song to your mom. It's being presented by Chevy and Cadillac of Turnersville. That'll happen tomorrow and Sunday. But this morning, it's time to play a Movie Mama Quiz. Our Movie Mama Quiz goes like this. We'll play you an audio clip of a mother from a famous movie. Each time you identify the mother, you will receive a $25 gift card to Harvest Seasonal Grill. Get four correct, and you'll receive $100 in gift cards to Harvest and Mother's Day brunch for four at Harvest Radnor. You can stop at any time, but if you get one wrong along the way, you forfeit all your winnings. We start out this morning with Tim. Good morning, Tim. How you doing?
Good morning, John. Booyakasha.
Booyakasha to you. Now, you understand what you got to do here, right?
Yes, I do, sir.
Okay, so let me give you your very first audio clip. Tell me what movie this is. Here we go.
You have to protect them from those guys, okay? Listen, Tony here is your quarterback, all right? When you look at him, you think of me, how you have my back, how you have his.
All right, what do you think there, Tim?
That's
movie is
Sandra Bullock in the... the movie about four. what's the name of the movie? Do I have to name the mother or the movie?
No, you have to name the movie.
I'm trying to think of it. I got it.
You got it? What is it?
Three seconds.
Oh, man.
Two.
Now, longest yard. I can't remember.
No, I'm sorry. That's the Blind Side. All right.
That means
we move over to Wendy. Good morning, Wendy. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing darn fine. You understand what you got to do?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Here comes your clip.
We're all making sacrifices. Everybody, do you sleep with your brother? Do you know how sick and twisted that is, Mom?
Well, I'm sleeping with your father. Don't be so dramatic. I don't know what to say. We're all in misery.
All right. Tell me, Wendy, what movie is that?
I don't know, John.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. That moves us over to Dave. Good morning, Dave. How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. All right. You understand the rules here?
I do.
So far, everybody's been striking out. We're hoping better for you. You ready?
Go for it.
Okay, here we go.
Don't you be afraid, sweetheart. Death is just a part of life. Something we're all destined to do. I didn't know it, but I was destined to be your mama. I did the best I could.
All right, so what do you think there, Dave? What movie is that?
Ah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
We've given, like, the easiest one so far.
Oh, I honestly have no idea.
All right.
How old are you, out of curiosity?
33.
Yeah, that might explain it.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think so?
When did that movie come out? Like 94?
All right. Well, that's Forrest Gump, so. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Later. That's incorrect. That takes us over to Mary. Hiya, Mary.
Hey, Booyakasha, John.
Booyakasha, Mary. All right. We're hoping big things from you, all right?
Yes.
All right. Here we go. Here comes your next clip. Tell us what movie this is.
Mom, is that you?
Just relax. Been asleep for almost 9 hours. Safe and sound now, back in good old 1955.
All right, what do you think, Mary? What movie is that?
I know it's wrong, but I'm going to take a stab at Steel Magnolias.
Steel Magnolias? No. No, there's only two women in this movie. All right.
Looks like we're all going to Harvest so far.
Yeah, we're gonna have a damn fine time. At Harvest Seasonal Grill, because you got that wrong. That takes us over to Kathy. Kathy, I'm running out of movies. All right. So are you ready?
Well, I hope I can help, yeah.
Okay, here we go. Here's yours.
And I don't care if I have to get out on your runway and hitchhike. If it costs me everything I own. If I have to sell my soul to the devil himself. I am going to get home to my son.
All right, what movie?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
We're going to have to hand out the $100 to someone that gets one right.
All right, right. Yeah, you know what? We're at that
Seriously.
Point.
Seriously. We're running out of movies.
Will Joe be that person?
Come on, Joe.
Good morning to you.
Morning. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing fine. You ready for your movie?
Let's see it.
All right, here we go.
Friendlies at 20 miles south, southwest of your position. Angels 10 track east. Disengage. Over. Bye. You have to put a force field around the plane.
But you said we weren't supposed to use our power.
I know what I said. Listen to what I'm saying now. Disengage. Repeat. Disengage.
On, all right, Joe. What do you think? What movie could that be?
I honestly cannot tell you. I'll take the hard box.
Oh, my God. No.
Don't work that way. Sorry, dude. That would be The Incredibles.
How many movies do we have left?
Not many.
Okay.
Not many. Let's go over. What do we got here? We got James?
Let's do this last person.
All right, this is the last person?
I don't think my sanity can take much more.
Okay. James, you ready?
Booyakasha.
All right, here you go. Here comes your movie. Tell me who the mama is. Tell me who the movie is.
Watching John with the machine, it was suddenly so clear. It would never leave him. And it would never hurt him, never shout at him or get drunk and hit him or say it was too busy to spend time with him.
All right, what movie?
Don't know, John.
Oh, my God. Are all the callers from the third world?
That's it. Yesterday, we went through this with people at the station.
We should have left him easier.
All right, we went through with this with people at the station, and everybody's going, this movie, this movie, this movie.
Right.
Steve got all, we had 10 movies set up. Steve got all 10 of them.
Do the one that I got right. I think they will nail this.
I don't remember which one you got right.
It was the Thicket one.
The thicket one.
The old one. Oldest one that...
Run to the thicket.
Okay, all right. Yeah. This one?
If they get this, let's just hook them up.
All right, well...
It's Ryan on line 5.
All right, Ryan.
Hey, what's going on?
Okay, well, not much, it seems.
Come on, Ryan.
Ryan, we're asking you to identify this movie and...
No, I tell you, no. I won't have you bringing strange young girls in for supper. By candlelight, I suppose, in the cheap erotic fashion of young men with cheap erotic minds.
Mother, please.
And then what? After supper, music, whispers?
Mother, she's just a stranger. She's hungry and it's raining out.
Mother?
All right.
You guys are going to hate me.
No.
I got like 5 of the ones earlier.
Right. Yeah.
He does sound rather young for this
See,
one.
See, and he does. How old are you, Ryan?
29.
Yeah, he's too old for that one, so. No, that is Psycho. Oh, All right. And now, folks, now maybe you understand what we were talking about the other day. When the pressure is on,
yeah.
It's a hell of a lot harder. And Ryan just proved it. He's like, I got the last five. So our thanks to Harvest for supplying us with $200 worth of gift cards. We'll enjoy that.
Worst part about this is now we need to listen to Bill tell us that the contest was too hard.
Yep.
Right.
Two thumbs down.
And he was the one who said, no, go with an audio contest. I'm in shock. I am honestly in shock that no one got a single one of those movies. If that last person would have gotten, I would have given him $100 in damn gift cards.
Right, exactly.
All right. Our thanks to Harvest Seasonal Grill, right, for giving us all these gift cards for everybody that nobody won. But the movies we played, the first one was Blindside. You know what? I don't know if I have the order right. Back to the Future was in there.
Yep.
Christmas Vacation, Forrest Gump, Home Alone, The Incredibles, and Psycho, along with Terminator. Oh, actually, to be exact, it was Terminator 2.
A lot of indie features there.
I would have, yes. Right. And not popular movies. No. Nobody saw these films. All right. I would have given it to if you got Terminator
Maybe
at all.
Maybe we should have gone with the idea of name the TV show this mama's on and give them like Carol Brady.
Yeah.
Peg
in
Bundy.
In hindsight. Yeah.
Yeah. Easy ones like that because apparently that's what is needed.
Right,
to give things away.
I could have done that.
We could have.
I could have done that. As a matter of fact, I actually had it ready
in
case we had technical problems.
The audio is just so good, though. I'm shocked.
All right, let's check. Jim, did you hear any of that?
I heard the last couple, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Did you get them?
Jim!
Not as good as I thought I was going to do, but you know.
Could you get one?
I thought I had the Psycho at the end.
Okay, you're ahead of the curve.
I thought I had that.
Okay,
you're ahead of the curve.
Yeah, we'll play one for Jim. Here's one for Jim.
Just want you to know, if you need anything, don't be shy, okay? There are no rules in this house. I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom. Right, Regina? Please stop talking. Okay.
All right.
I know I heard.
Hold on. You just
said
you
the
almost
letter.
Said it.
You almost said it.
Go ahead, say it.
I heard him.
I was at Home Alone. That's...
Oh, the letter left your mouth before you started talking about other nonsense.
What letter would that have been?
M.
M.
Mean,
for move on. Let's forget this ever happened.
Mean Girls.
My God, this bit bombed like a movie.
I don't get paid for movie trivia.
This bombed like Ryan Reynolds' movie is going to bomb this week.
Yeah,
this the Pikachu film? Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah. Jesus. I was going to reference Robin Hood.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You were going to put that somewhere. You're sick.
102.9.
Probably means the end of a great career.
Yeah, I would say so.
MGK.
You're fired.
He will be at Punchline Philadelphia for two shows at 7:30 and 9:45. As a matter of fact, very special shows. We'll tell you more about that in a little bit. You can get tickets on your own through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us once again, the one, the only, Joe Matarese.
Whoa, hey.
I think the main reason why I do the Joe Matarese intro that way every time is because of you and baseball.
You know, if you want to talk baseball really quick at the top.
I mean,
can't be a dad without going to Little League games, which I'll be missing Little League games this weekend.
Are you the screaming dad at the Little League game?
Well, I didn't realize I was. You know, it's the only thing that saved me is I'm a stand-up comedian, and all the parents knew that I was a stand-up comedian, and the coach knew I was a stand-up comedian. I tried to lower my antidepressants, tried to lower the milligrams, and it backfired at a Little League game. So I lower the meds, I show up at my son's Little League game, and the coach had been doing this terrible move, which is stealing from third without a pass ball. Like, literally tries to think that he can tell when the pitcher and the catcher aren't paying attention. You know, when the catcher throws it back to the pitcher?
Right.
If they're not paying attention, he goes, go!
Right?
And I'm such a baseball nut and an angry guy that I've been counting that this play was 1-for-7. I'm like, this is never... I only one kid on our team, and I've been saying his name. I'm going to probably say his name on stage tonight. Ryder. Ryder can score on this play. Every kid, every Little League dad knows that kid on the team.
Right.
It's like a rocket.
Right, There's always the one.
And he slides so hard because he's running so fast. No 11-year-old kid's putting the play on him because he's just knocking the ball loose. He's so fast, right? But my son is not Ryder.
Okay.
So I'm behind the backstop, right? He says, go. My son tries to steal straight home with two outs with a pitcher who's lobbing it over. I'm like, earn the run. I'm old school. Earn right. the run. Get right. it in. So my son tries to score. They call him out. He gets underneath the tag. The coach comes running over yelling at the ump. He got under it. He got under it. He got under it. And the ump goes, no, no, no. He's out. And now the coach looks at me and goes, Joe, was he under it? And I go, yeah, he was. And this is where the meds being lowered didn't work. I go, but that was a stupid move, man. He goes, what? I go, two outs? You got a kid lobbing it over the plate? I go, you're 1 for 7. I've been keeping track. It doesn't work. Earn the run. I go, I can't even take it. And I walk away from him, and now I'm yelling at his wife. And my wife comes over, and she's like, I couldn't even take your side on that. You were just so out of line. I go, I know. That's the thing with my anger. I never stay angry for more than 5 minutes. The meds kind of grabs it.
That's like 180 degrees different of me.
Yeah,
you go the other way.
Yeah. Well, I'm Sicilian, so I just keep it forever. Everything becomes a vendetta. You know? I'm pissed at kids from high school still. So I know this is a mental health show this weekend, and you're raising money for mental health, and you're a mental health, I would say, professional yourself, only because of the usage side, not necessarily like a doctor.
Correct. My wife's the doctor. Side,
yeah, I know that. Now, what is her PhD in?
This neuropsychology.
Neuropsychology.
That's why I'm on meds. She, I told you, she diagnosed me on date one. She knew everything I needed.
Really?
Yes. She didn't tell me till 5 years into marriage that she knew I had ADD and anxiety and anger on date one.
So basically, you don't have you're not a husband to her. You're an extension of her education.
Yes, yes. Right? But then we found out 7 years into marriage she needed meds too.
Okay. Now that you're living up in New York, when the summer comes along, do you miss the shore?
You know what? It's funny you say it. This is going to be my first summer. I had to go to Cape Cod with her family every year with her wife's, with my wife's sisters, her
and,
mom,
and all
Cape
that.
Cod, all in one house.
Oh, this God.
Like 14 straight years, and now finally they decided they needed a break from it, and I
took 14 years to figure that
out. And I got a place just for my wife and me and my two kids at the Jersey Shore.
That's great. Where are you gonna be?
In Diamond Beach,
okay,
which is right past Wildwood, right before Cape May. Jersey Shore, I love. What is it about Atlantic City that it never gets nice no matter how many beautiful casinos they put on the water? They're like, let's put another one up on the water. No, still bad. Still awful. Well, I always say Atlantic City is the only place that has bad neighborhoods indoors. Like, I've literally been in a casino where you turn a corner and you go, not going down that hallway. That doesn't look so good. Not today.
Now, when you're in Atlantic City, all right, and let's say whether you're at a club, you know, doing a performance there, or you're just there on your own, you're a sports guy. Do you get caught up in sports betting?
That's semi-new, right? That's the big lure.
Yeah, that's the big lure.
I always say, was there anyone in New Jersey that was having trouble getting a sports bet in? You know, was Gandolfini, was there some Italian guy in Central Jersey going, I just can't find a place to get a bet, you know? I mean, where I look, I can't get a bet. I don't know, is there a guy I could call? I wish there was a guy I could call. Shut up. Come on. If you want to make it exciting for people, this is the lure. Make it legal to gamble on sports that you shouldn't gamble on, like Little League games.
Really?
Right? Now it makes sense why dads are yelling, you know? You hear a dad go, what are you doing? We just lost the house! I told you! Take the first pitch!
Now, in Atlantic City, you know, there are lots of men and women work in Atlantic City. Although there are some women who work in Atlantic City but don't work in the casinos, they get work in the casinos. Do you know where I'm leading here?
Well, yeah. I mean, this connects with the bad neighborhoods indoors.
Right.
I'm at the Tropicana.
Right.
It's like, you know, 11 o'clock at night. I'm going back to my room. I'm in the hotel lobby waiting for the elevator. And two hawkers approach me.
Uh-huh.
at my hotel. Like, I was like, man, I live in New York. Like, you got to go over the 59th Street Bridge. You got to make a right, then a hard left. Then you got to curl around.
You got to go to Sunnyside, is what you're saying. Right?
Yeah, that's exactly.
Right under the bridge.
Right under the bridge. Okay.
When I first moved there when I was 20, I used to take friends. I'd be like, dude, you got to see. There's like 100 hookers in this one spot. So I'm in Atlantic City, and they're not even like good hookers. You know what I mean? Like,
right. They're Atlantic City hookers.
They're Atlantic City hookers. Like, one of them looked like.
They're like retreads.
I guess we could say one looked like one was a transvestite, but like a bad one. Uh-huh. Like, it looked like Tootsie if he was like on a bender. Uh-huh. It was like the wig was on sideways, right? And then the this is so mean to say on the radio, but one looked like Warren Sapp.
Oh my God.
If you don't know who he was a defensive player for the Buccaneers. Am I correct?
Yep.
Dude. Big. So Warren Sapp was the leader. Warren Sapp comes up to me. And she goes, hey, how you doing? And I said, no. That was like the first time in my life I ever heard, do you want me to? And I went, no, I'm good. And I thought, how bad does my life have to be going for me to say yes to that
proposition? To Warren Sapp.
To Warren Sapp. I started thinking, even on my deathbed, you know, I'm all hooked up to the machines. And then she leans in to the hospital bed. Do you want me to? I'm like, nah. I'm gonna go towards the light. I'm gonna go towards the light.
Joe Matarese is appearing tonight and tomorrow for two shows at Punchline Philadelphia. There's a show at 7:30 and 9:45 both nights. You can get tickets through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. I've got some tickets to give away now, so you can call us here in the studio for tonight's 7:30 show. 215-263-WMGK. Is all of the money going to this mental health thing that you're doing?
That's great that you asked that, because like, I got people going, well, how much is going to...
Right.
This is the first gig connected to the mental health tour for the nonprofit.
Oh, okay.
We're doing fundraisers after all the shows. I'm going to be giving a lot of merch away for certain donations. Mm-hmm. That goes 100%. Everything that I make after the shows, 100% of it is going
great.
To the nonprofit.
That's great. Yes. All right, so that's tonight and tomorrow night for two shows at 7:30 and 9:45. Make sure you buy something with Joe. He'll even let you touch him, but not like the girls in Atlantic City.
Yeah.
All right, classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I love scotch. Scotch is scotch, scotch. Here it goes down.
102.9.
Down into my belly.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.